a pal, mm-hmm. a buddy, mm-hmm. amigo.
What about a surrogate parent?
Just like a big brother or somebody, a friend that I would refer to as a big brother, a little brother, even though they're really not a member of my family.
What did you call the group of school children you regularly played with in elementary school?
The
call
gang.
Anything, the
just
gang?
The gang.
Did you ever play any rough word games when you were a teenager?
Mm.
You know, sort of a contest where each speaker would try to think of insults to say to each other and make it more
no.
extreme and extreme and extreme.
No, we never
sometimes
did anything
involved
like
the letters, you know, your family. Especially
no.
somebody's mother or something. No, you never did that?
No. Thank goodness.
If a new kid had moved into your neighborhood when you were a child, they were, especially if they were younger, did they have to go through any kind of an initiation?
They might. Just some small things.
Like what?
Like get up and sing a song at lunch or go kiss some girl on the cheek or just little things like that.
Would a kid born in the neighborhood have to go through anything like this when he was big enough to run with the
no.
older kids? No.
No.
No. What kinds of games did you play as a child?
Dodgeball, kickball, softball, hide and go seek.
What are some of the hiding games?
I can't think of any others. Just hide and go seek.
Do you ever play any games with a knife?
No.
What about a rope?
Jump. Yeah, we would just play marbles.
What about jacks?
Jacks too.
What about some, maybe some rough games?
Maybe freeze tag or chicken fighting, wrestling. That's about all.
What about some games involving balls?
Pucks,
tin cans.
Kickball, dodgeball, soccer, football, basketball, baseball.
What about with rings?
We played ring toss.
Mm-hmm.
Or horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's about
what
all.
About running games, bobbing lines all the time?
Red Rover, freeze tag, live tag games, drop the handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all.
Tell me about some of the parties in Rainsville.
Well, there's really not many parties that... There's class parties where it would just be like at a country club or someone's house. Just dance and listen to music.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of records do you like to listen to?
Rock music, usually. Not hard rock, soft rock, close to country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to tell you some specific artists?
No, that's not.
Okay.
Is there anything in this interview that about, you know, life in Rainsville that you expected me to ask about and that I haven't mentioned?
No.
Nothing?
No, I think you've covered everything.
You can't think of anything?
No.
How do you feel about correctness in speech? Variations in style? And how do you feel about even considering the differences? Do you think it's such a study is useful?
Yes. I mean, the English language is something that's involved. I mean, is the main aspect of life, really, communication and mm-hmm. these things, and grammar, and English usage is very important as far as...
Do you ever try to change the way you talk?
Well, not really, no. I mean, there's some words maybe that I work on that pronunciation isn't correct or grammar and things, but as far as my accent or anything like that, no, I've never tried. Probably would never want to, no.
You can't think of anything that I haven't asked you about Rainsville that you might want to tell?
I don't know. You didn't really ask much about my family, necessarily.
Uh-huh. What about your family?
Oh, well, it's a relatively small family, and we have dinner together, and we do a lot of things together as a family, a lot of activities, and I'd mentioned to you before how it seems like everybody is kin to everyone else
mm-hmm.
in Rainsville.
Right. That is, yeah, where I was born.
Because it's such a small town, and so the community does a lot of things as a whole together, a lot of group, and it's a close-knit community, really. It's sticks together. Mm-hmm. And that pretty well describes Rainsville.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you, getting back to this correctness thing again, what do you feel should be the standard of Americans? I mean, should we have a...
No, I don't think there should ever be a set deadline, because then you would never... I mean, I think things can always be improved. You never get to the point of something being perfectly correct. And by setting a standard, that means that we can't excel, in which excelling is something that you can always do. You can always do better. And so I don't think there should be... I mean, there should be ultimate goals or... you know, certain standards, but not an absolute deadline to say that this is
correct.
Right. No,
this is absolutely correct, and
right.
This is absolutely not
because
correct.
Because nothing is ever really absolutely anything.
How profound. Okay. That's it. Thank you so much.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
Okay.